Echo and Harper Audio present How Money Became Dangerous, the inside story of our turbulent relationship with modern finance by Christopher Varelas and Dan Stone, read by Roger Wayne. Prologue. Zero balance. If you learn how money moves, you can understand how the world works. Ann Richards, former governor of Texas, in conversation as reported by a colleague. The world of money used to be simple. A person might have both a checking and a savings account, a home mortgage and a car loan, and maybe some basic investments in the markets like municipal bonds or shares in Sears, Roebuck, or General Motors. But rarely were a person's finances more complex than that. Wall Street wasn't particularly controversial. The financial services industry didn't have a reputation for being impersonal, selfish, and reckless. Most of the time, it was seen as just another facet of a functioning and growing society. That all started to change rapidly in the 1980s. As our financial system became increasingly complicated, with each evolution moving the world of money further beyond the understanding of the general public. Wall Street began to feel like an adversary, an enigmatic and potentially dangerous force controlled by slippery bankers whom we didn't trust. After the mortgage crisis, collapse of banks, and Great Recession of 2008,